This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
To thine self be true. That is a statement that smart people make all the time. In other words, don't lie to yourself. If you're moderately good looking, don't say, ooh, I'm all that in a bag of chips, because you're not. If you're moderately smart, don't try to be the smartest guy in the room. And I could go on. To thine self be true. Understand who you are. Take a constant self-assessment and say, this is who I am. And here's the bigger part. Be ready to accept it. That's something you should teach a child from early on. Look, I don't know much about the Bidens. I don't. I don't know who Joe Biden's daddy is or his mama. But whoever they are, they jacked that man up. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I look at Joe Biden and I feel sorry for him. If it weren't for the fact that there are people out there who put this man in charge, I would feel sorry for him. I feel sorry for his family. He deserves, you know, better treatment than he's getting. He deserves to be a better human being than he allows himself to be. I've talked about this before. The reason why Joe Biden has so much respect for his son, Hunter lives his truth. Hunter is a crackhead. He knows it. Hunter has been a disappointment to his family. He knows it. The reason why Hunter loves his dad is in spite of himself. His dad loves him. Those are lessons, folks, that the conservative movement could learn from the left. This is what we should be thinking about. We hold ourselves to such a standard that nobody can, in many cases, nobody can live up to what people believe to be the ideals of conservatism, when we, in fact, are so seriously flawed and unworthy of the grace of God. I'm one of them. I'm not separating myself from that. Not a bad person, but you can't be good enough. And so we have to accept ourselves and our flaws so that we can, with that understanding that draws us all closer. Let me tell you something, folks. The people that you are most friendly with, you know about. I got a good buddy. He will tell you in a second how crazy. He'll go, y'all, you know I'm crazy, Kev. I go, I know. But I look at it, he will tell me this. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, killing animals and stuff. I'm saying he knows where, when he drinks too much or if he gets in a certain situation, he will pop off. You know how he is. And he'll, you know, you gingerly keep him out of those situations. But you know this about him. And you know what? I respect it. Not that he's that way, but that he's willing to understand himself. And you know why we are brothers? I'm talking about Mark. He knows what I'm talking about. We are brothers because we know each other's flaws and we accept them. That simple. To thine self be true. Leftists can't do that. They can't admit their personal flaws. They look for scapegoats for everything. I don't have to keep reminding you. These people want to defund the cops, and now they want to it's a different. No, that's not an anti-cop thing. No. How did you get the idea we were anti-cop? I don't know. Black Lives Matter. Maybe when you kill six of them in Dallas, maybe that was it. Maybe because you prosecute cops no matter what. You don't even give them the benefit of the doubt. Maybe because the people that support you say pigs in a blanket, roast them like bacon. Maybe there's a few hints, some indicators that make me believe you aren't altruistic and humanitarian, and with the understanding that cops are human beings subject to make mistakes. Maybe it's that. To thine self be true. Democrats can't do it. They hate cops, but they try to pretend they like cops. They hate black people, but they try to pretend they like black people. They hate Latinos, try to pretend they like them. They hate women, try to pretend they like them. They hate us, but they don't even try to pretend they like us because they see us as the good side of themselves. The people willing to admit we make mistakes, we plow through, we get over it, we've got a core of beliefs that get us through anything. I don't have any stats on suicides, but I'll tell you this. The majority of suicides are committed by leftists. I don't even have to guess on that, and probably neither do you. I'm giving you the Kevin Jackson common sense statistic. We understand that all things can be worked through. And so it's rare that we say, you know what, I give up. But leftists are quick to give up. To thyself be true. Joe Biden is a pathological liar. The left knows it. Joe Biden was the benefactor of a stolen election. He didn't steal it. He's the benefactor of a stolen election. They don't care. Joe Biden's policies benefit nobody. They don't help this country. They don't care. Joe Biden is a liar, a blatant in-your-face liar. They've known it for decades. They don't care. Doesn't take much thought to understand what would be happening if Donald Trump were doing what Joe Biden was doing, or if the Trump kids were anything closely associated with what Hunter Biden's doing. What if it were Marjorie Taylor Greene who got away with what Hillary Clinton did? What if Marjorie Taylor Greene had a basement, a server in her bathroom basement closet with a separate group of IT people that managed it, and they found 30,000 emails, some of which had classified information? How do you think the left would be handling that information? Because, see, I'd be saying the same thing. I'd be asking, why would you do that, MTG? You need to be arrested. My view on it doesn't change, and I bet yours doesn't either. Ivanka Trump, pick your Sarah Palin. I don't know who you like that's a female on the right, but pick that person, put them in Hillary Clinton's situation. Tell me that they started a lie about somebody that cost this country $39 million so that we could find out it was a lie, and it triggered all kinds of things, including impeachment proceedings. Tell me what I would do. Is there somebody on the right that you like so much who's a female that could have done that, and you would say, you know what, no harm, no foul? Is there somebody so vile on the left that they could do that too, that you would say, no harm, no foul? Because I can answer both of those questions easily. No and no. Folks, we can't trust our government. I've talked ad nauseum. We can't trust the FBI. They are crooks. The FBI and this nation are crooks. I'm not talking about the entirety of it. The leadership of the FBI are ready to target conservatives, target parents at school boards. Our AG, our attorney general, wants to target you for daring to care about your children's education. Can't trust our government. And worse, the guy at the top is a pathological liar.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Our government has told some whopping lies. I'm talking gargantuan lies. And it's interesting is that, like, let's look at a Watergate scenario right back in the 70s. So, yeah, Watergate. That was considered a big, big deal. And for decades, that, you know, we still reference it. Watergate is kind of like Charles Manson on the scale of killers. Charles Manson is a chump when it comes to being, oh, Manson, they make movies about this clown. He got a few people to go kill some stars. If it weren't for the fact of who those people kill, you wouldn't even know who Manson is. You know, there are so many better. Dahmer, I'm watching that series. Look at what that guy did in comparison. John Wayne Gacy, look at what that guy did in comparison. BTK, all these different killers in comparison. That is where we are right now. What we had before, the things that we thought our government did, are like Manson killings versus Dahmer killings. Nothing even close. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Think about this. Let's just recount a few of them. The spin by the Biden administration on the Afghanistan exit, where 13 Marines were killed. They said it was the best exit in history. They went on and on and on. There is hardly a person on the planet that doesn't look at that and say, what an embarrassment for the American government and the American people, the way we exited Afghanistan. There's nobody that believes that stuff would have happened under Trump. Nobody, including the Democrats, the most staunch Democrat, knows the truth about it. But you know what these people do? They will try to tell you that what is in the biggest embarrassment, one of the biggest military embarrassments in American history is done with perfection. They executed exactly the way they wanted. And you know what I'm inclined to believe they did? Because that is what the Democrats are good at, screwing things up. What did Obama say about Joe Biden? Never underestimate his ability to F things up. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I so detest this government full of nothing but liars and cheats and scoundrels and scumbags and snakes. That's what they are. And if you think of them any differently, you're naive. And if you say to me, Kevin, you're an anarchist, you're anti-government, that is, nothing could be further from the truth. I understand the role of government, pure and simple. I welcome government. I don't welcome bad government. I welcome good government. It's the same stance I have with police. I welcome good police. I don't welcome bad ones. Here's the problem that government has. While police, 99% of them are great people, with government, a big percentage of them are nothing but selfish, money-grubbing, power-hungry politicos who would run over their grandmothers to get to power. Wouldn't think 2 seconds about it. What do you think they're going to do to you? Man, there's so many comparisons here. What lie do you want to begin with? You think the government cares about our veterans? I just told you about 13 Marines getting killed. Nothing. What about these people who got killed in Benghazi? What difference does it make? Let's just move on. They want to get your guns, and they ran guns into Mexico to try to get a swarm of Mexicans that have to come over under asylum. Well, they thwarted that by not worrying about it, by just undoing all of Trump's policies, the stay in Mexico policy, that got the people crossing the border to a trickle. Now, under Biden, the number I've seen, you can look it up for yourselves, as of today, is somewhere around 5 million new people. We were already talking about 20 million. Under Biden, 5 million new trespassers. We are in the midst of an invasion, and Kamala Harris has the nerve to tell us that the border is under control. By her standards, it is, because we have a mass invasion. That's what they want. See, they're telling you what they want, but they make it sound, we know what you want. We're running around here thinking that they actually give a crap about the sanity of closing the border. They are getting exactly what they want. Blatant, unadulterated liars. You heard any talk of North Korea and the missile program, Iran's missile program, China and Taiwan? We've got the new antivirals or whatever for whatever anti-radiation pills that Joe Biden's going to be giving out now. Because he's got us at the brink of nuclear war. But we don't, what's really going on in Ukraine and Russia? What is the state of our foreign foreign policy? Do you think you would know? Let me ask you, do you think that they would put a survey out to say, do you trust the government? Do you trust Joe Biden? Do you think Joe Biden is trustworthy, or is he a liar? You're going to see a study like that? They had the nerve to track Donald Trump lies, and I use my finger quotes, and Joe Biden lies to their faces. He won't take a cognitive, to see how he is, how his brain is. He won't do that. He denies he's having any issues with his brain as we watch it. And the next thing, I'm going to play a clip of Joe Biden. We can analyze that clip. It is so obvious. This guy doesn't know what he's doing. It's pathetic. And worse than that, Yet again, Joe Biden's lying. Remember inflation? Transitory. Then it wasn't transitory. They told us, okay, it might linger a little bit. Oh, you know what? It is going to linger a bit. Now it exists. Get over it. You got the money. We got you the money. You got better jobs and stuff. Oh, no, not really, because most of you don't want to go back to work, et cetera, et cetera. Then eventually they said, well, it isn't our fault. It's not our fault. It's the fault of retailers. It's the fault of Putin. It's the fault of the Wu flu. It's everybody's fault but ours. I went over it not too long ago. How they rationalize, knowing that the policies that Joe Biden himself implemented are the true cause of inflation, printing money for no reason with no backup, and they still go, it's Russia's fault. It's China's fault. It's retailers' fault. It's everybody else's fault. Congratulations, guys. Pass the buck. That's real leadership. Listen to Joe Biden explain any of these things and ask yourself, does he ever go off script besides no? Oh, no. First, he denies it. Oh, man, come on. It doesn't. That's what they tell you. They try to tell you that. But look, we're implementing things that are going to take care of this. And, you know, look, it could happen, but then not really, because, well, then again, where it's just look. And if you think I'm playing, wait until I play his clip. You will get who shot John, doesn't finish sentences, alludes to it, kind of says yes, but doesn't really say yes. And at the end of the day, you know what it is? He's got no answers. They'd be better, again, more truthful if they just told you. We don't have any answers. It's a complicated situation, whatever. Anything's better than what they do, which is the blatant lies to your face. Oh, I know, you're experiencing inflation, but that doesn't mean it's happening. I mean, come on, you're lying to yourself when you say gas is more expensive. You know, aren't you figuring things out? Hey, look over here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The nation's central bank isn't done raising interest rates. Speaking over the weekend in Washington, D.C., President of the St. Louis Fed Reserve, James Bullard, notes rates could be raised by 0.75 percentage point in November and December. The Fed has been steadily hiking rates in a bid to fight soaring inflation. A small plane went down in a South Florida neighborhood shortly after takeoff from an airport.
We can confirm that there are 2 fatalities, unfortunately, in regards to why the plane crashed, what happened. That is an investigation that NTSB will be handling.
Tanya Ruiz with Miramar Police isn't identifying the victims yet. For now, the plane is nose down between 2 homes in the city northwest of Miami. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So, you know, Chris, what's his face? Wallace left Fox, and he's got this thing he's doing on a new network, and he interviews George Clooney, who, by the way, nobody cares about. Hollywood, for all intents and purposes, is dead. Chris Wallace, this is a level of desperation he's at that. His producer said, who can we get to hopefully draw some eyes to your show? Because you probably haven't heard his name in months. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. So Chris Wallace is running. He's like, oh, my gosh, what do I get? Let me get George Clooney. He's a Hollywood heartthrob. You know, that'll save my program. Making you a bet. In a year, Chris Wallace's program will be on the chopping block. 844-551-8255 is where you can reach us by phone. And I'm going to show you Chris Wallace in a tortured interview of George Clooney. And here's what I want you to listen for when you hear this clip. It's about a minute and a half. Maybe less than that. Maybe a minute. Listen to what Clooney doesn't say. Listen to how he's asked a question. But he dances around the surface of it, and I promise you, I could talk about this clip for an entire hour of this program. I'm only going to cover it probably in one segment. But listen to George Clooney not admit he's dead wrong, not admit that the Democrat, well, you know what, I'm giving too much away. You listen for yourselves.
How do you feel about the likely prospect of a Biden-Trump rematch in 2024?
Well, look, it's all scary, right? Just because there is a world where we could go back to where we were. I don't think it's as likely as people think, but I was wrong about the first election. You know, I didn't think people would vote for someone who was so deeply flawed. You know, I mean, I know Donald Trump. You know, I mean, that's the thing is people, you know, I had this phone number in my phone book. He was the guy that came to the bars and asked me about which cocktail waitress was single. You know, that's who he was.
This is back in the 90s.
Not that long. No, back in the 2000s, quite honestly. And so there's this part of you that just goes, well, that guy shouldn't be president. But I was wrong, and he was, and our democracy, I believe, paid a price certainly around the world, and I worry about the possibility. I don't think it's as good as some people are afraid of, but I do worry about it. I think we're in a time where we need to, you know, we need some interesting candidates all around the board, you know.
I think. Democratic side as well.
Sure. Yeah, we need interesting candidates out there. And, you know, we need our bench to be stronger, probably. Probably need, you know, politics don't necessarily attract young people because they look at it and think, wow, there's just nothing good about getting in this.
Oh, my gosh. Welcome back, folks. Where do I, Kevin Jackson, begin? Where do I begin? He's asked a question. This is George Clooney, Mr. Heartthrob, who, by the way, is one of the most feeble, weak guys in Hollywood. They may make Clooney out to be some spectacular dude. I know for a fact George Clooney is an invalid practically. He can barely move. I mean, they have all kinds of things. They make this guy out to be some heartthrob. He's not, trust me. But I like this. He says, how do you feel about a Biden-Trump rematch? He says, it's scary. Yeah. See, it isn't scary because of Donald Trump. Don't believe the hype. No. George Clooney is scared of a Joe Biden. He says he's concerned about a world in which we could go back. What would that world be, George? The world of $2.38 gas? The world of energy independence? The world where manufacturing and jobs were back in this country and the economy was moving, you know, I mean, steadily growing, where GDPs were positive? That world? The world where we weren't at the brink of nuclear war, where Russia hadn't invaded invaded Ukraine, where we didn't lose 13 Marines trying to leave Afghanistan? You're talking about that world? You're talking about a world where consumer confidence was through the roof at decades high? Is that the world you're talking about, George? Please remind us of the world where we had a president who was actually sane, who told you what he was going to do and then he did it? That world? I mean, what else? You guys have plenty of things you can talk about Trump. And don't you love how he says... He goes, it's not as likely as people think, because George knows. He knows politics. He knows that Biden isn't going to run. He's not worried about a Trump v. Biden. He's worried about a Trump v. others, and I'll get to that in just a second. George Clooney said without saying he knows Biden will not be their candidate. He says, He didn't believe that people would vote for somebody. He's talking about us, by the way. 75 million people would vote for someone, his words, so deeply flawed. Well, what are Trump's flaws? Somebody remind me. Oh, Trump is divorced. Really? So is 98% of Hollywood. So what? Trump loves the company of women? What did he point out when he says the man is so deeply flawed? Did he point out that Trump would lure young ingenues into his office and disrobe? George Clooney worked with the Weinsteins. And you know what he did? Absolutely nothing. Mr. Trump is so deeply flawed. You know what he gave you to explain how deeply flawed Trump was? He used to come into the bar. I mean, I got his number in my phone. I mean, the guy would ask for waitresses. He'd say, she's single? Oh, my gosh. Wow. What major flaws this man has. Did he go, hey, George, is she married? I'd like to screw around with her because she's married. No. Trump, a billionaire bachelor, had the nerve to go to one of the people that used to consider him a friend who wanted to hang around in George Clooney because Clooney never said had a problem with Trump before. Here's a question that maybe you thought about it, maybe you didn't. Why is his number in your phone? If he's so highly flawed, George, why is it that you have his number? And when he would come in and ask you about the waitresses, if you were so dismayed, if you were so disgusted in his behavior, why don't you say, hey, man, listen, I'm not your pimp. I'm not the guy that does that, man. I respect women, man. You know what George isn't going to tell you? George isn't going to tell you what he was doing. when he was single and the women were throwing themselves at him. George isn't going to tell you his dirt and how deeply flawed he is. But what he is going to do is he's going to try to make you believe that another guy is flawed. This is a guy that would come into the bar and wouldn't have a drink. You think Donald Trump, let's just pretend for just a second that we don't believe George, okay? And let's ask ourselves this question. Do you think a guy who's a billionaire and with as high a profile as Donald Trump needs George Clooney to be his pimp? If do you think that Donald Trump is such a wallflower that he won't say, meet a girl, look at her finger, and so she doesn't appear to be married, make her say, hey, listen, you want to go out sometime? Love to take you out, you know. Maybe we can go to my helicopter, we'll do this, I'll fly my plane. Yeah. No, Trump is such a wallflower that he needs somebody. Hey, George, listen, what's the action in the bar tonight? You know, can you help a brother out? If you see the interview, I swear, folks, George Clooney is saying this, and it is so clear that he's lying. It is so clear. You look at, he's like, well, I mean, come on, you know, you got me, the guy come into the bar, and he's go, yeah, you know, who's the single waitresses? I mean, hey, he's a disgusting guy. That's what he's alluding to. He's deeply flawed. How dare he do that? The guy who's in Hollywood where they've got the saying, the casting couch. But Trump is the one. Donald Trump. Okay. Divorced. Went through a few women. Wow. Shocker. I know. Because billionaire playboys don't do that. Are you starting to understand that, by the way, there is nothing about this interview. Nothing. I hope you look at it. I just saw the clip. I wouldn't watch the interview. In a minute and a half, there is nothing about this interview that George Clooney believes. And it's all innuendo. Everything George Clooney is really saying is underneath. And let me just go ahead and tell you the real truth here. George Clooney is telling you he's the guy who's the womanizer. He watched it firsthand. He participated in it. He knew how easy it was. He was the guy that Donald Trump, when Donald Trump made the comment, these women will let you do anything to them, George Clooney could have said, you know what? I vouch for that. I know that to be true. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthur Decks for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
How do you feel about the likely prospect of a Biden-Trump rematch in 2024?
Well, look, it's all scary, right? Just because there is a world where we could go back to where we were. I don't think it's as likely as people think, but I was wrong about the first election. You know, I didn't think people would vote for someone who was so deeply flawed. You know, I mean, I know Donald Trump. You know, I mean, that's the thing is people, you know, I had his phone number in my phone book. He was the guy that came to the bars and asked me about which cocktail waitress was single. You know, that's who he was.
This is back in the 90s.
Not that long. No, back in the 2000s, quite honestly. And so there's this part of you that just goes, well, that guy shouldn't be president. But I was wrong, and he was, and our democracy, I believe, paid a price certainly around the world. And I worry about the possibility. I don't think it's as good as some people are afraid of, but I do worry about it. I think we're in a time where we need to, you know, we need some interesting candidates all around the board. You know,
I think. Democratic side as well.
Sure. Yeah, we need interesting candidates out there. And, you know, we need our bench to be stronger, probably. Probably need, you know, politics don't necessarily attract young people because they look at it and think, wow, there's just nothing good about getting in this.
Welcome back, folks. That was George Clooney, a Hollywood hack, a nobody. Nobody cares about him anymore. But Chris Wallace needs him to pump up the old, you know, interview numbers. Ooh, he's struggling, too. Hey, Chris. Ask Trevor Noah what it's like to get fired, because it's about to happen to you. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. What a tortured interview by George Clooney. I'm sure you gathered a lot of the things that I've already talked about, which is George Clooney doesn't want to go back to that Trump world. He doesn't even want to harken back to it in his mind because he's reminded of $2.38 gas. People could actually afford to live where they live. He's reminded that we had energy independence. He's reminded that inflation wasn't through the roof and it was starving poor people. He's reminded that we had manufacturing jobs coming back. People actually wanted to work. People were building their spirit again under Trump. Consumer, what do they call it? Confidence? Through the roof. What about these crime numbers? Does George Clooney wanted to go back to the crime numbers that Trump was stopping? Does he want it to go back to a border that we pretty much stopped the leak? I mean, what does he want to go back to? A world where foreign policy had Israel and Arab countries were getting along? That world, a world where we didn't worry about nuclear war? We didn't worry about China invading Taiwan? We didn't worry about Russia invading Ukraine? We had Iran practically broke and unable to build their nuclear program. That world where we were getting our trade deficit in order, balanced again. That kind of a world where people felt safe, foreign and domestic. A world where we were starting to get a hold of these clandestine agencies that are targeting Americans. A world where we didn't add 87,000 new IRS agents to target conservatives. That world. Yeah. And then he goes on to talk about Trump's flaws. And the flaw that he gives us is Trump used to ask which cocktail waitresses were single. What a dog. Couldn't figure it out for himself. Ask me. Oh, by the way, I have his number in my phone. It isn't like, see, I know him. I mean, I know the guy. I mean, I have his number. Let me ask you this. How many people do you have a number for that you barely know? How many people have your number? Let me answer for myself. There are hundreds, maybe thousands of people with my phone number. And their name might even pop up because I put it in there. I don't know them. They can't claim to know me. But George Clooney, let me validate myself. I mean, I've got his phone right here. His phone number's in my phone book, in my phone. Woo, look at this. To which I asked a simple question in the last segment. Why do you have his number if he's such a scumbag? And why are you bragging about it? And oh, what did you do, George? I mean, since you were so affronted by Trump actually having the nerve to go, well, which of these cocktail waitresses, you know, she's pretty. Is she single? I know. It's a stretch, people. It's a stretch, but I'm going to ask you a question. Fellas, have you ever done this to a friend? Have you ever walked into a place, a party or something, you see somebody you like, and you go, hey, we happen to know if she's single? Because if you are, you too are apparently very deeply flawed. You're deeply flawed. And I love it. He goes on, he says,
You have to see this interview. He says, "Yeah, you know, I feel like democracy. I believe we paid a price around the world." He says it so non-believing. This is a guy that Joe Biden has talked about Armageddon. We're at the brink of nuclear war. China could invade Taiwan. Ukraine has millions of people on the run because of an invasion by Russia, which Biden pretty much sanctioned. And he doesn't want to go back. That would be scary. And then he says, you know, the democracy, I mean, it's pretty much, you know, I mean, it's paid a price around the world. Under who? I think you know the answer. See, let me tell you what was happening during that interview. George Clooney, I swear you got to see it. You'll trust and believe, folks. George Clooney is fighting with himself. He knows that he's everything he's saying is wrong on Trump and it's spot on Biden, but he can't admit it. So he goes on, he says, "I worry about the possibility of Trump versus Biden," but he's not worried about Trump. He says, "In a time where," and then he stops, he says, "we need some interesting candidates all around the board." What's he telling you? We know he hates Trump, or does he? See, I don't think he does. I think George Clooney has Trump's number in his phone because he likes having it there. You would think once Trump got elected, he'd say, "Yeah, I used to have his number in my phone. I deleted it." He still got it. He was ready to prove it to Chris Wallace. He's not talking about Trump. Everything that he's afraid, scared to go back to, that all of us voted for. You know what George Clooney will not tell you, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network? He won't tell you. You were right and he was wrong. He won't admit it. Not openly, but he admitted it. All you got to do is listen. "We need some interesting candidates all around the board. We got them. We got DeSantis. People are talking about DeSantis. We got Josh Hawley. We got Ted Cruz. We got the Ringling Brother himself, Barnum and Bailey, the whole circus of Donald Trump. Not in a bad way. Because see, when the circus comes to town, people come to see it. And he knows it. But what's he say? He says, "We need a bench to be stronger. We need our bench to be stronger." Who's he talking about? He's not talking about us. Who's his bench? He's talking about, number one, "I don't want Biden." He didn't say it, but he said it. "I don't want Biden. We need new candidates all across the board." Who else is he talking about? Pelosi, Schumer, etc.? Of course. All across the board, interesting candidates. I'll put it to you this way. I think the Republican Party has some very interesting candidates. I like Marjorie Taylor Greene. I'll take one of her over an infinite number of AOCs. She makes sense. We got lots, all the way up the food chain. We got people. We got youthful folks. Carrie Lake. Is she a stud? Is she a superstar in the making? I'd say. Some would argue Blake Masters. If he gets past Mark Kelly, man, that dude's got a career. I already mentioned some others. And let's not throw away Rand Paul and some others who've been very sage in their positions. Folks, we got a bench. Who do they have? They don't want Joe Biden. They don't want Kamala Harris. They don't want Pete Buttigieg. They don't want Tulsi Gabbard just left the Democratic Party. She said, "I've had enough." And guess what she's doing? She's endorsing Republican American First candidates. Tulsi has even gotten it. George Clooney's telling you everything you need to hear. And don't believe me, folks. Look at his video. Watch his eyes. Watch how he squirms as he's trying to give this tortured answers.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.